Well, hello again, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host for this little musical variety hour featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. I've got a nice steaming mug of Earl Grey tea right here with me and a good stack of 78s today, so I'm ready to go. Let's get right down to business. We're going to start with a record by Al Katzenberger, who led dance bands in the Midwest in the mid-1920s. There isn't a whole lot written about Al Katz, as he was better known, K-A-T-Z. I have a few Columbia records where he's billed as Al Katz and his orchestra, but on this particular one, he's credited as Al Katz and his kittens. It's Victor 20081, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, May 3rd, 1926. The tune is by Louis Panico and Elmer Schobel. It's called Ace in the Hole. You ready? Let's go.
Are you ready, kitten?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Thank you.
It's records like those two that got me into 78s in the first place. Back when I was a kid in elementary school, I remember coming across a record by Gene Goldkett, whose name at the time meant nothing to me. Flipping my speed dial up to 78 on the turntable that otherwise normally just played rock and roll 45s, and hearing Gene Goldkett's orchestra was a revelation to me. That was Gene Goldkett's orchestra that we just heard, My Pretty Girl, a tune by Charles Fulcher, an Atlanta-based band leader of the mid-1920s. That was recorded in New York on February 1st, 1927. In the band, of course, Bix Beiderbecke, Steve Brown playing the bass, some wonderful violin work by Joe Venuti, just all-around terrific record, Victor 20588. Before that, from the previous year, we heard Al Katz and His Kittens, 1926, Ace in the Hole. Those two records welcoming you, and me, to the Shellac Stack, where for the next, 50-some minutes, we'll be listening to records from the first half of the 20th century, and today I've got some more big bands and dance bands, a few comedy records, some classical guitar work, some more modern jazz, a whole variety of things on today's program. We'll continue now with a pair of Jimmies. First, Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, Columbia 35625. This was recorded in New York on July 9th, 1940. Dan Grissen is the vocalist for Please Say the Word. We'll follow that with Jimmy Greer and his orchestra, a Decca record from 1937. Julie Gibson sings If It's the Last Thing I Do. And then we'll head over to London for a record made there by Nat Ganella and his New Georgians. It's a Columbia record, pressed up over in England, FB 2544. From 1940, the tune, most often associated with Woody Herman, is At the Woodchopper's Ball. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start with Jimmy Lunsford, Please Say the Word.
When our happiness will have just begun, please say the word that makes this heart know that the victory's been won. Darling, now you must understand, my love for you is no sham. If you give your answer, I'll rule heavens at hand the stars. Please say the word that makes me the king that I long to be. Hand in hand we'll walk through years of bliss. We'll build a home for two, like lovers in storybooks do. And my pleading days are through. Thank you.
it's the last thing I do, I'll make you mine. Darling, the first thing is you in my design. Just like the stars guard the moon above me, that's just how I'll guard our love. So love me, please love me. If it's the last thing I do, I'll take your hand. And though I won't say a word, you'll understand. I'll build a dream just for two, and then I'll make it come true. If it's the very last thing I do.
Fine rendition of At the Woodchopper's Ball, played by probably one of the most famous jazz trumpeters to ever come out of England, Nat Ganella, and his New Georgians. That was a Columbia record made in London on October 30th, 1940. Before that, we heard Julie Gibson singing with Jimmy Greer and his orchestra, If It's the Last Thing I Do, Decca record number 1475, made in Los Angeles on October 1st, 1937. And we started the set back in July of 1940 with Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, Please Say the Word. Well, back in the late 1990s, I was hosting a weekly Sunday evening radio program over a station in Central Virginia, very much like this one. I was playing vintage jazz and big band music. And I recall one Sunday evening a gentleman called in and he wanted me to play a record that he thought was called Grandma's Lye Soap. Well, that didn't ring a bell with me. I searched all over, couldn't find anything. So I started asking around in the weeks that followed, and somebody finally said, you know, that's probably the record It's in the Book by Johnny Stanley. Well, at the time, that still didn't mean much to me, but I went searching for this record, It's in the Book, and within a few weeks, I found one on eBay. Those were the very early days of eBay, and it was probably one of my first purchases ever on the eBay site. But I think I got it for something like $5 and had it shipped to me. And it turned out to be, I thought, pretty funny. Johnny Stanley, if you've never heard it, plays the part of a rather fervent preacher recounting the story of Little Bo Peep. If you haven't heard it, don't worry, you're about to hear it now. From 1952, this is Capitol record number 2249. And for those of you who have heard it, maybe you'll enjoy hearing it again. Johnny Stanley, on the second half, he's joined with Horace Height and his musical Knights. Here it is, a two-parter, both sides of the record. It's in the Book.
I have a message for you, a very sad message. My subject for this evening will be Little Bo Peep. It says here, Little Bo Peep, who was a little girl, has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find it. Now that's reasonable, isn't it? It's reasonable to assume if Little Bo Peep had lost her sheep, it's only natural that she wouldn't know where to find it. That basically is reasonable. But leave them alone. Now that overwhelms me. Completely overwhelms me. The man said she lost a sheep. Turns right around and boldly states, she doesn't know where to find them. And then has the stupid audacity to say, leave them alone. Now think for a moment, think. If the sheep were lost and you couldn't find them, you'd have to leave them alone, wouldn't you? So leave them alone. Leave them alone. It's in the book. Leave them alone. And they being the sheep, they will come home. Ah, yes, they'll come home. Oh, there'll be a brighter day tomorrow. They will come home. It's in the book. They will come home. A wagon, a tail. Pray tell me, what else could they wag? They will come home a wagging their tail. Behind them. Did we think they'd wag them in front? Of course, they might have come home in reverse. They could have done that, I really don't know. But nonetheless, it's in the book. Now, if you will kindly pick up your books and turn to page 222, we'll ask you all to sing. You'll find your books on the backs of your seats. Are we ready? Everyone, 222, let's really enjoy ourselves. Let's live it up all together. You remember Grandma's Lysol, good for everything in the home. And the secret was in the scrubbing. It wouldn't suds and couldn't foam. Then let us sing right out of Grandma's, of Grandma's Lysol, used for everything. Everything on the place, the pots and kettles, the dirty dishes, and for your hand, and for your bed, all for your hand. Shall we now sing the second verse? Let's fill it with a great exuberance. Let's live it up. It's not raining inside tonight. Everyone, let's have a happy time. Are we ready? All together, the second verse. Little Herman and Brother Thurman had an aversion to washing their ears. Grandma scrubbed them with the Lysol, and they haven't heard a word in years. Then let us all sing right out of Grandma. Oh, Grandma's Lysol, sing all out. All over the place, the pots and kettles, the dirty dishes, and also hands, and also hands. Well, let's sing what's left of the last verse. Let's have a happy time, everyone. The last verse, all together, everyone. Thank you kindly. Mrs. O'Malley, out in the valley, suffered from ulcers, I understand. She swallowed a cake of Grandma's Lysol, has the cleanest ulcers in the land. Then let us all sing right out of bed.
A preachment, dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve.
Okay, that's it. It was so good.
Once I was happy and had a good wife. I had enough money to last me for life. I met with a gal and we went on a spree. She taught me to smoke and drink whiskey,
cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women.
Temptation, will you?
Please. Cigarettes is a blot on the whole human race. A man is a monkey with one in his face. Here's my definition, believe me, dear brother. A fire on one end, a fool on the t'other.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women.
Dear friend, somebody get that bum out of here. Brother, repent or they'll write on your grave. Two women and whiskey, here lies a poor slave. Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend. They'll write in big letters these words at the end.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy.
That's what I want to hear, Temptation.
Hold it, brother. My friend, I'm afraid you're in the wrong place. We don't sing that kind of music here.
Okay, then show us your muscles.
A little bonus record for you from Red Engel and the Natural Seven. Credited on the label, vocal by Red Engel and the Might and Main Street Choral Society. And I love this too. They also bill it as outdoor chamber music. Cigarettes, Whiskey, and Wild, Wild Women, a Capitol record from about 1949. I think Paul Weston was the musical director for that, and I'm pretty sure that high female voice towards the end was Joe Stafford. Before that, we heard Johnny Stanley's It's in the Book, Parts 1 and 2 from 1952. My name is Brian Wright. For those of you just joining us, welcome. This is the Shellac Stack, the program on which I play 78 RPM records from my collection, music of all sorts, a little heavy on the 20s and 30s dance bands, but I try to slip in some other stuff, like Red Engel and Johnny Stanley on occasion. It's all in good fun. Well, it might be time to sober up just a little bit from Cigarettes, Whiskey, and Wild, Wild Women, so I've pulled out a record by the Peerless Quartet that goes back to June of 1925. They recorded this in Camden, New Jersey. You can pretty clearly hear Henry Burr, the lead singer in the quartet. This is Victor 19716. It's a song by Henry Clay Work that goes back to the mid-1800s, sort of the peak of the temperance movement. It's called Father, Dear Father, Come Home With Me Now. And the premise is pretty straightforward. A child is sent by his mother, who is tending to a dying sibling, to go fetch the father who is drinking at a bar. And the child pleads, Father, dear father, come home with me now. Brother Benny is sick and dying, and we need you. And the father doesn't come. He keeps on drinking. Anyway, let's go ahead and have a listen. Here's the Peerless Quartet.
Father, dear Father, come home.
Of all the tear-jerker songs that have ever been written, that has to be one of the tear-jerkiest. What a sad song. The Peerless Quartet, Father, Dear Father, Come Home With Me Now, a Victor record from June of 1925. Up next, I have a pair of sides by Andrés Segovia, that marvelous guitarist of the early and mid-20th century. These were recorded for Decca in January of 1944 and issued as part of an album set. I remember I found a copy of this with a few broken records in my grandfather's record closet when I was a kid. I took it home and was just mesmerized by those sides that remained intact. And a few years ago, I was fortunate enough to come across another copy of the album set, so I have all the records in good shape now, and what a pleasure they are to hear. First, we'll listen to a work by Franz Joseph Haydn on Dante, followed by one by Alessandro Scarlatti, it's the Gavotte, both of these played for us by Andrés Segovia. Thank you. Those records nice. I love those. Two by Andre Segovia first, an Andante by Franz Joseph Haydn, followed by a Gavotte by Scarlatti. Both of those recorded at two separate sessions in January of 1944. The first record was Decca 24148, the second was Decca 24147. Both of those from an album set of all Andre Segovia. Lovely stuff. Before we continue, permit me to pause and mention that you're listening to the Shellac Stack. And if you'd like to write to me, my address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. Feel free to send along your comments or suggestions or requests. Also, if you're at the computer sending out emails, perhaps you might send a note to a friend or family member who you think would enjoy listening to these 78 RPM records with us. I'm always grateful for your help in helping to spread the word about the Shellac Stack. We'll continue now with three dance band records of the mid to late 1920s, all three of these appearing on dime store labels. First, it's a cameo record, number 997, from August of 1926, Bob Herring and his orchestra. One of the house bands at Cameo Records play No Foolin'. This is one of the better Bob Herring records, I think. We'll follow that with a waltz by Sam Lannon and his orchestra. I know, a waltz, but this is a pleasant enough song. It's called The Desert Song. Perfect 15167. Scrappy Lambert will be the vocalist on that from May of 1929. And we'll finish the set with the Bob Green Dance Orchestra, a pseudonym here masking bandleader Billy James. An Oriole record, number 1419, from November of 1928. Arthur Fields is the vocalist on What's the Answer? It's a Girl. First up, here's Bob Herring.
Thank you.
can stand kissing a moonlit sky, a desert breeze with spring a lullaby. Only stars above you to see I love you. Oh, give me that night divine and let my arms in yours entwine. The desert song calling its voice and crawling will make you.
A great record, huh? The label tells us that's Bob Green's dance orchestra, but the discographies tell us it's really the Billy James Orchestra, but even that is likely just a mask for the standard studio house band at the Plaza Group of Labels in the late 1920s. Who was the trumpet player, I wonder? He's pretty good. Mike Mosiello, maybe? Tommy Gott? I'm not sure. In any case, I like it. The song was called What's the Answer? It's a Girl. Before that, we heard Scrappy Lambert singing with Sam Lannon and his orchestra. A perfect record. The song was The Desert Song, and that came from an operetta called The Desert Song by Sigmund Romberg with Oscar Hammerstein II and Otto Harbach. It was written in response somewhat to a group of Moroccan fighters who rose up against French colonial rule in 1925, and the whole operetta also fed off the interest in the 1920s and all things Middle Eastern. It was quite the fad. We started off the set with Bob Herring and his orchestra, a cameo record from 1926, No Foolin'. Up next, I've got a record by Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, Decca 772. This was recorded in New York on March 7th, 1936. It's a song written in part by Mary Lou Williams, and the Andy Kirk Band had first recorded this 6 or 7 years earlier for Brunswick. But this isn't a bad version. It's called Corky. It occurred to me while that record was playing that you might have misunderstood the title for being quirky. In fact, the song is called Corky, C-O-R-K-Y. That was Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, a Decca record from 1936. And now, if I act quickly, I think we can slip in one more 78 on today's program, a bonus record from July of 1950. Here's a Mercury 78, number 11069, by the Bud Powell Trio, somewhat updated version of a song that goes back to the 1920s called Hallelujah from the show Hit the Deck. Thank you. What a real tour de force from the Bud Powell Trio. Good way to end the program. In the group, we heard Bud Powell, of course, at the piano, Buddy Rich playing drums, and Ray Brown bass. The label states that was recorded under the personal supervision of Norman Grantz. What a great version of Hallelujah. And with that record, we reach the end of today's Stack of 78s here on the Shellac Stack. As always, I thank you very much for tuning in and joining me for the program. I think I'm going to head out of here and get a little more Earl Grey tea. I don't know about you. I hope you had fun. I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.